Today's reading scripture is Job chapter 23, verse 10. Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 branch churches around the world, and local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this service through the satellites and the internet, GCN TV viewers, and Manmin TV viewers. This is the last Sunday service in 2010, and after this service, we will have the annual church assembly. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father for being with us this year, and for protecting and blessing us. Each year, towards the end of the year, we believers sing the following hymn. God's great grace, it has brought us all this way in faithfulness. As we look back on this year 2010, I believe each stanza of this hymn will touch the depths of your hearts. There were so many earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, typhoons, hurricanes, heavy snowfalls, and wars and outbreaks of the pandemic diseases. In December, the temperature goes below zero, like up to 12. But you could just run toward the goal of the heavenly kingdom in peace without having any trouble. In the eyes of the worldly people, your daily routine must look the same all the time. You gather every week in the church for praise and worship, for Wednesday service, and for individual area prayer meetings. Every Friday, you attend all-night service, and you spend the whole day in the church on Sundays. People from outside may wonder if there is any fun in our lives. But we are not living the same kind of life every day. The messages we hear every week and the prayers that we pray every night have increasingly deeper meaning and new grace. Furthermore, God gives us special moments of grace from time to time. Beginning with the New Year service, we have many festivities, devotional services, retreats, and special Daniel prayer meetings. And there are many, you know, special performances for free of charge, right? Through these moments of blessings, God makes our souls fruitful with grace like sweet rain and fullness like fire. He answers the desires of our hearts, and He gives us unexpected blessings. Those of you who have lived in this kind of grace this year would confess, God surely gave us only the good things. Not just for you personally, but for the whole church-wide, God gave us only the good things. Of course, sometimes we might face hardships and trials, and sometimes it seemed the works of God were being delayed. But as time passes by, we can understand even the trials were a process to make everything work for the better. In addition, the work of fulfilling the providence of God has never ceased. God's been doing His works to fulfill His providence even while we were not aware of it. Now, I would like to go over the 2010 church prayer titles once again briefly. Let's remember through this message once again how the providence of God for this church was fulfilled in this year, the third stage of takeoff. I urge you to participate in fulfilling the providence of God with more passion and greater faith in the new year. So, I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that by doing so, you may experience God's power and glory more greatly in your lives. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the first prayer title for 2010 was Flow of the Spirit. This flow of Spirit is the flow that God Himself is making through our church to fulfill His providence as He planned before the ages. The point in time for this providence to be fulfilled is not fixed. That is to say, it is not a date that can be set as to say which day, month, or which year, since there is a flexibility in time. It is the point of time where, when the flow of world situations, the flow of political situations of Korea, and the flow of our church all coincide with one another. About the world situation, as prophesied from several years ago, you know that the three-way power game is being unfolded more clearly. In this flow, the time for North Korea to open up is drawing nearer. So God commanded those, you know, who have duty for North Korea to prepare themselves. When all these currents are flowing, what is most important is the flow of Spirit on which our church members have been riding. 2010 was a big turning point where you could cut off all the fleshly things and begin to concentrate on spiritual things in this world full of sins. You had a chance with which you could really have the hope for New Jerusalem in heart. Not just as a motto. Above all, many people received the chance of repentance of the sins leading to death. Moreover, even though there may not have been sins leading to death, you cast away your iniquities that you had ignored for a long time, and even the roots of sins deep inside your hearts. To give us good things, to help us come to resurrection, to lead us into deeper spirit. Father God has given us these opportunities. This is not something that you could do, even if I have preached for you many times. But it happened by the grace of God. It is something that could not be achieved just through my messages. Since Father God touched your deep heart, so that you know you could use this opportunity to cast off all the sins and root of sins. That's what Father God did. Why? Because even though we didn't know what truth is, the sin that we committed before we know the truth, it still sins, and we have to cut it off, and we have to repent for it. Then, depending on how much effort we make, we can go to New Jerusalem or Third Kingdom of Heaven. If we don't solve these problems of sin, we cannot go to a better dwelling place in heaven. We may be able to go to paradise or the first kingdom of heaven, but we cannot dream of the new Third Kingdom of Heaven or New Jerusalem. We have to destroy every little wall of sin before God. So, with this opportunity, Father God gave us in a special grace so that we can get rid of and cast off all this kind of sin and wall of sin and root of sin. It was the sin that you don't want to reveal. It was the sin you didn't want to reveal to anybody, even to your shepherd. But Father God gave you grace so that you could reveal it to me. Now, with renewed hearts, you have come to ride on the flow of Spirit and to run quickly toward New Jerusalem. The second prayer title was Measure of Faith. Your lengths of time in Christian faith, knowledge, or position or title in the church do not decide your measure of faith. Your measure of faith is decided according to the extent to which you circumcise your heart. Many of our church members could not see their real selves. And though they have listened to the truth a lot, they have not cultivated in themselves. Many of you thought, I haven't gone into spirit yet, but I think I'm in the third level of faith. But the fact is that many of you were still in the second level of faith. Many of you. I myself was very much surprised. This year, you had a chance to diagnose your measure of faith correctly through the Word. The second prayer title was about the need to realize our fleshly attributes that have been hidden and to realize the ways to change them so that we can quickly go into spirit. Without knowing yourself, it is impossible to go to higher level of faith. You have to correctly realize where you are and what kind of measure of faith you have. Only then can you advance toward a higher level of faith. The third prayer title is God-pleasing sanctuary. A sanctuary with which God is pleased is not just an outwardly fancy sanctuary, but the one that is built by the hands of God's holy children. It should be built by holy children of God, save the children of God, even more, sanctified children of God. Father God once said like this, during the Exodus, only those sanctified people could enter the land of Canaan. So they had to spend 40 years in the wilderness. They had to be refined. But these days, sin is rampant in the whole world. This country was not a Christian country from origin. So Father God doesn't want us to be sanctified. Father God has waited until our church members can reach a certain number who is saved in the end. Of course, when we go to Canaan Sanctuary, we have to be sanctified. We have reached this far. Now, who will be so stupid to go to first or paradise? New Jerusalem is right before your eyes. You shouldn't stop. Let's say you climb the Baekdu Mountain, the highest mountain in Korea. Now, you climbed two-thirds of it. Only one-third left. Now, are you going to give up because it is too difficult, it is too hard to climb the mountain? It's just like an hour or two climb away. The summit, the top of the mountain is right before your eyes. Now, are you going to give up? What are you going to say to your people when you go back home? You have to finish your climb. You have been faithful to your Christian life until this far. Now, are you going to give up? So, when we enter Canaan Sanctuary, you will not give up. You will try your best effort to go to New Jerusalem, right? It is said we quickly had to have the qualifications to build such a sanctuary. By the past June, God had already given us the answer to the finances to accomplish it. This money is in the third country now, and all the international legal proceedings that could not be done just with our own church workers were processed through the people who were prepared by God. We didn't know the international law. This is not something we can do. But Father God knew everything and prepared people who are experts in this. And through their hands, all will be prepared and you will come in to this church. However, this money has not come to us right away, and it was for your own good. We've been waiting for it. But this was not the will of God. For us, for our own good, Father God made hold of it. Many of you were going the way of death while knowing the truth. God has given you the time to turn back from sins. So without this opportunity, I wouldn't have hung on to God this desperately. We have to build the Canaan sanctuary. But the problem is not finance. There is a number of the children that Father God has said to be saved. And Father God wants the Canaan sanctuary to be built by the sanctified children. I mean the saved children. That's what Father God wanted. And it is absolutely true. Now, what if the money came in and we built the Canaan sanctuary and so many members of the church went to the way of destruction? That's not what Father God wanted. So Father God gave us time to turn back from sins. And I had to hang on to Father God. God also gave us a time to overhaul and restructure church organization to prepare for the Canaan era. The organization of the church is well named. There are many departments in this church. These all the departments are going well, but to the eyes of God the Father, it is not going well. And to my eyes either. Well, to the eyes of people outside, the church is well organized. Because so many churches are working as one, it seems. Because, you know, we don't argue, we don't have any accidents, we don't have any disputes. But to the eyes of God, as a church to prepare for, to welcome revival, which is 3-4 times better, bigger than this, it is not perfect before the eyes of God. So Father God made us make the perfect organization. So we have prepared for it. We studied it. We made reference to many other organizations of big entrepreneurs and governments to make this church organization more perfect. And the world perish. It will be soon ready. As we are proceeding to finish the improvements in church organization, and each person is readjusting their personal spiritual status, we have to proceed in constructing the Canaan sanctuary. But even though all the preparations are done, we still need to have more of an eager, longing, and fervent, continual prayer to actually build it. I will talk about the construction of the sanctuary again in the New Year's prayer titles. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the fourth prayer title for 2010 was the unceasing power of God. The first prayer title was the flow of spirit, and the energy source to create this flow of spirit is the unending power of God. We could partially feel what kind of flow of flesh this world has through the 2010 Estonia Crusade this year. As the power of the Antichrist is getting stronger, we felt we needed even greater power of God for our church to lead the flow of spirit. The unceasing power of God given as this year's prayer title is the power that affects all peoples, regardless of nation, race, educational level, social position, or wealth. The depths of this unceasing power is the power to change the fundamental hearts of the believers. In other words, they could feel how the shepherd has fulfilled the justice of God until this power was manifested, and they could feel the love contained in it. Through this power, they could change into the children who truly love God. Many people are thankful, even for now. I was destined to hell, but I received God's grace to go to heavenly kingdom in New Jerusalem. I was nervous because of the sin that I committed, but the fear disappeared thanks to the grace of God. Now I can hope for New Jerusalem and heavenly kingdom. Now I can change. I can cast off the worldly things. I can come into the Holy Spirit. This kind of hope and faith were given to you. I can now love only God the Father. This kind of hope and faith can be given to students and grown-ups. Even students have passion for study. They come to have this confidence now. All students, not only students, but young people and old grown-ups, the same. In addition, even if you don't realize it now, a few years later, a year or two, you will desperately feel it. How important that moment was, is now. 2010. You will remember December 25th, 2010. That was the day that gave me a strength to run toward the Spirit, the whole Spirit, and hope for New Jerusalem until this far. You will realize it 2 years later. And you will understand the grace. And this is not the grace that you will forget. The people of Spirit never forget the grace that they receive. As time passes by, the grace, I mean, they will be more thankful for the grace that they received. In reality, we could see that even those souls who had neither faith nor longing received the works of God's power in the Estonia Crusade. In addition, you witnessed the part of my spiritual training to some extent. When you saw my finger fractured and losing all the energy in my body, then you could feel what my spiritual training is like to some extent. Many of you said you could more deeply realize the love of the Father God and the heart of the Shepherd. The fruit of unceasing power of God has been born in you. And why did Father God make me undergo spiritual training? Because Father God wanted me to prepare for the next step. What was the next step? Without this spiritual training, I couldn't do a dangerous thing that entered the spiritual space. Even in this fleshly dimension, you are not adapted well. If you go a mountain which is 4 or 5,000 meters high, then you cannot breathe because the oxygen is rare in the air. You cannot even walk. Even though you live in the same first dimension. But what about adapting yourself in the second and third dimension. The training was not easy. But Father God made me train for those spaces. Why? Because Father God had to shake all your original sin, the sins of the origin, so that, and then I have to, you know, pray for your sin to be forgiven. Because normal people would die if they, you know, jumped in the spiritual space like that. The fruit of unceasing power of God has been born in you. This unceasing power of God will enlarge its boundaries and reach the kings of the nations. This is one of the New Year's prayer titles. There are many kings who would come to, who would like to come to this church. A president made a request to make a visit to this church. He is the president of a country, and he wanted to make a visit to this church, and whether it is possible. I think we said no. Well, it happens from time to time, quite often, actually. This is one of the New Year's prayer titles related to the church construction. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Job 23 verse 10 says, "But he knows the way I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." When Father God refines you, or tests you, or tries you, you will receive blessings, so you should be thankful for it. You are refined because there is a reason. And after the refinement, you will come forth as gold, as bigger vessel, as more perfect child of God. So you should be thankful for it. You should not avoid this refinement. Well, I mean, there is a refinement or trials because of your sins. This is not what I'm talking about, okay? You didn't do anything wrong. But just because you are a child of God, Father God can refine you so that you can become a vessel to receive a greater blessing, to give you a sincere faith sincere heart and full assurance of faith. And no matter how long it takes, you will see it was a blessing. So through refinements, your faith grows up and it becomes like gold. And Father God refines you and gives you time to rest and gives a blessing. And then He refines you again, again and again, so that, you know, He leads your faith to reach a higher level. So you should give always thanks. Then you can overcome these refinements in a short period of time and become a man of spirit so easily. No matter what happened in our church, nothing was meaningless, and not a single moment has just passed by meaninglessly. We have had the history of God always having been with us and leading us in each step of the way. In the various difficult times, we sometimes didn't understand the providence of God. But when we did understand it, we couldn't help but be surprised. We gave thanks, realizing things like, God allowed this incident for us to let us bear this kind of fruit. He trained us that way. Think of all the incidents that happened to me. Nothing was meaningless. Every single thing has a meaning. Because Father God had to refine me like that, it happened. Every single one. That was not the one to make our life difficult. Every single incident had a meaning. Well, give me a question. Ask me a question. Now, I mean, what kind of meaning, that kind of question, that kind of, you know, a trial ahead. For example, right after Seoul Olympic Games in 1988, by the government, this church was about to be destroyed by some government people. But we overcame it. And we could even get money to come to this place. Otherwise, we would have stayed in the Shindaebang area in a small town. To lead us to this big town, Father God refined us like that in 1988, right after Seoul Olympic Games. Everything was in the providence of God. In 1980s, so many things have happened. Father God said, through fivefold gospel, you will have your own denomination. Our church used to belong to a certain denomination, and that denomination had the fourfold, gospel. But the important thing was missing, which was resurrection. So Father God said that we would come out of the denomination, and that we will build a new denomination with the fivefold gospel. And Father God has refined us that way so that we couldn't but build a new set up a new denomination. In order to accomplish what Father God prophesied, Father God, refined us so that we could do our job more actively. What about 1999 incident? Because of that incident, we could get out of this small country, Korea. And we could turn our eyes to other countries, like the 200 countries. So it was a blessing to accomplish God's providence. This is what Father God did. All kinds of small and big incidents were all the refinements of God with the blessing after it. So we gave thanks realizing things like this. When God gave us the New Year prayer titles, He guided us exactly according to those prayer titles as if they were given as prophecies. In this year as well, He guided us to ride on the flow of Spirit, and He let us check our faith so that we could be prepared to build the sanctuary. For me personally, through the spiritual training, God has increased the width and depths of the power. Only God knows what kinds of things we will face in the future. But one thing is for sure. Through all these steps, we will fulfill the duties of the construction of the Grand Sanctuary and of world evangelization. Moreover, those who participate in this ministry by faith will certainly come forth as refined, pure gold. I hope you will keep this promise of God in your heart and take hold of a better heavenly dwelling place by force until the Lord comes back again. You must never stop your march or go back to the world. May you run your race of faith toward the finish line of New Jerusalem until the moment you hear the final trumpet sound. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Bless us to have this message become faith and life in us. Father, thank you. Make everything work for good. And thank you for being with us, Father. Until the Lord comes back, you will be with us. And we will accomplish your providence. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer. Hallelujah, Father God, please lay your hands on them and work on them transcending space and time. Pastor Sungil Yu from Japan is going to lead the handkerchief prayer meeting in Idamami Church. Be with him. And whenever he prays, let the people be healed and give glory to you. Bless Hosu Lee in Congo. Let the Kinshasa Manmin Church do well for New Year 3-day fasting. And let them receive answer to their 2011 prayers. Bless Anush Gasparan from Armenia. All colon cancer go away. Bless Mariteras from Belgium to be healed of a pain in Virginia and be healed of and let her be able to conceive a baby. Bless Nino Getanomu from Teenage to be healed of the Werning syndrome, a kind of mental problem. Bless Yu Jinho, Yu Songho, Yu Hyunjung to receive a blessing to solve their the resident status in the States so that they can renew driver license and to go to a college that they want to go. Bless Alexander in Ukraine to become a true child of God. Bless Jose Antonio in Guinea to cast off all kinds of sin and to live by the word of God. Bless Jang Seungbam and Cho Guiwa to pass the test in insurance company promotion. And bless Lee Suwon to pass the test so that she will not be fired from her company. And bless Chang Hong Hawa so that all the church and members to receive blessing and all the persecution go away. Father, please lay your hands on them. And then from head to toe and every intestinal organs and nervous system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Let them become whole, let them become healthy, both in spirit and in body. Let them hear well, let them see well. All the skin diseases go away. All the athlete's food go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Father, swine flu is coming again. Father, let all swine flu go away. And let swine flu not come into our members. And protect our members with your fiery eyes. May the light come. Father, and protect all the members for this week. And we're going to have a church assembly. Father, please make everything work for good. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.